This episode of Intelligent Medicine brought to you by the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's your opportunity to get your questions answered. Send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And Layla Mutin is with me. She's our nutritionist in residence. We work together on patients, and we work together, consulting with patients here in our offices in Manhattan. And also, we're doing a lot of telemedicine these days. There's some greater leniency that is afforded to doctors these days in terms of scheduling visits with patients online. And so some of the medical, legal, and technical strictures are lifted because of COVID-19. So if you got a problem, don't let it linger. If you're out there, say, you have a cancer diagnosis and you want nutritional support, we can help you with that. Or alternatively, if you have diabetes and you can't get your blood sugars down.
If you have an autoimmune condition.
These are examples of the types of people that we talk to.
You can call our office. That's 212-779-1744, 212-779-1744. You'll speak to Grimaldi and she'll set you up.
Indeed. Thank you for the shameless plug.
I do that on my podcast all the time.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. You're way ahead of me.
Okay. We have an email from Janine. This is interesting, Dr. Hoffman. I've had half my thyroid removed 40 years ago. I'm 82. And having great difficulty losing weight.
Half the thyroid.
Okay. Removed 40 years ago.
Okay.
I'm 82, and I'm having great difficulty losing weight. I'm fairly active, and I also have fibromyalgia, which was diagnosed in 1992 due to a car accident.
Oh.
Some arthritis, but no other health issues, no medication. 82, no medication. I love that.
Yeah.
I would love to lose 20 pounds.
Ooh. What does she say what her weight is?
No, but she wants to lose 20 and she's 82.
I don't know. So let me just say this.
Yeah.
Losing a lot of weight when you're 82.
Not recommended.
Not recommended.
Yeah.
Because we talk about obesity is bad, bad. When you reach a certain age, it's actually, may be some protective benefit to having a little reserve.
Right. It helps enhance your bone mineral density.
Because it's the opposite of frailty. A lot of people are battling frailty. They just wither down to nothing.
I don't want an 82-year-old to lose 20 pounds and lose lean body mass with that weight loss.
It's very hard to merely lose
that will exacerbate
fat.
It's
hard to target fat without losing lean body mass.
Right.
Now, it's possible. And the way to do that is with really good nutrition.
Yes.
And really good strength training. A lot of strength training. And maybe some hormonal support.
Sure.
You know, by taking something like DHEA.
Yeah.
A safe anabolic thing in males, testosterone.
And adequate amounts of protein. Yes. Really good diet.
So we're dodging your question.
Yes. She wants to lose 20 pounds.
Well, how about, let's cover it, but 6 or 8 pounds. What would you say?
Low carb diet. Because that a low carb diet, as opposed to a low calorie or a low fat diet, is going to help you retain more lean body mass than losing
protein.
Weight. Exactly. Because it actually partitions off the loss of any lean body mass. Mm-hmm. It burns primarily fat, and that's the advantage. That's what you want to have burn. So that would be a good
thing. Have you heard of the protein balance hypothesis? I think we talked about it once or twice here, but just remind us that there is a there's ongoing studies. It's an old concept, but some new studies.
Nitrogen balance, you mean?
No, it's protein balance. Okay. And it has to do with the idea that people eat enough to get a certain their protein requirements met. Mm-hmm. And if there's not a lot of protein in the diet, they'll eat more to get the protein. Mm-hmm. So if your diet is, you know, brown rice and pasta, mm-hmm. and vegetables,
right.
Starchy vegetables, say, you know, quasi-vegan diet, and there's not a lot of protein, you may eat more carbs in order to achieve your protein balance.
Yes.
And what they found is that there's sort of a human mechanism, built-in mechanism, where people seek the right amount of protein. They simply eat more to obtain it.
Yeah.
And if you can get the protein, like from that standpoint, I had the ideal meal last night. I was really hungry, and I defrosted a filet mignon, a grass-fed filet mignon.
Yeah.
And I grilled it in the cast iron pan, and I had a big salad with arugula and onions and walnuts and beets, and so
delicious.
There were some carbohydrates in the beets. And I had, for dessert, I had a handful of nuts. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of protein. I mean, it wasn't that big a steak. It was about maybe 8 ounce, six oh, ounce, six
perfect.
Or 8 ounce.
That's fine.
You know, and very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And then I had a little bit of fruit, you know. And
the
so,
perfect dessert is
yeah,
fruit.
Yeah. You know, so fruit and nuts and, you know, blueberries with, and it was, I got a lot of protein and it was very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, woke up, wasn't that hungry, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't kindle my carb cravings.
Right, because the protein basically smashes it. I use this example over and over. Like, it's very easy to overeat or even binge on a box of cookies or a sleeve of Oreos or something like that. But you're not going to binge on 20 hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
As you heard me say that, did it not make you wince or even feel slightly nauseated at the idea of ingesting 20 hard-boiled eggs? Yuck.
Yeah.
Protein is self-limiting that way.
Remember Cool Hand Luke? I think he ate 88.
Did he? I don't think I ever saw that movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's, wow.
There was an egg-eating contest, and they were placing bets.
Ew!
Paul Newman got so sick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Why do they do those horrible contests?
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
It's like the pie-eating contest and hot dog.
Right.
Stop that. Everybody, just stop.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Anyway. So, getting ample amounts of protein, that's interesting. You can't overdo protein. It's self-limiting. It's what tells you, it's the filet mignon on Dr. Hoffman's plate told him, wow, I'm full, I'm satisfied, I'm done. But if you just had a plate of brown rice with a few chickpeas thrown in, oh, I don't know, and maybe some greens, that may not do it. Or you may find yourself hungry a couple of hours later after something like that.
Chinese restaurant syndrome.
Right. And it's not just about the MSG.
Right.
Although that does it too.
Well, the old joke was, you know, this is Johnny Carson did a whole routine on when Chinese food was novel, which was like in the 1960s, you know, the comedians would do jokes about Chinese food, how unsatisfying it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. So
then they learned to make Chinese food, American-style Chinese food, with, you know, Colonel Tsao's chicken or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
Which they don't eat in China. They go, what? That's not Chinese food.
That's not Chinese food.
That's American Chinese food. Okay. Good point which to pause, because we want to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects, Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine continuing free resource to you, and it doesn't get any better than that. There's not many things that are free in this world.
Mm. I want to go back to Janine again, because she had half her thyroid removed 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
We need to talk about making sure she's on the right dose.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
So when you have half a thyroid, it's actually not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like having one kidney. People with one kidney do pretty well.
They can do fine, yeah.
They just don't have, if one kidney gets damaged, they're out of luck because they have no auxiliary kidney. But the thyroid picks up in its activity. The remaining thyroid works a little harder to produce thyroid.
Hmm.
But the fact that she's 82 and the fact that she has half a thyroid, it is possible that she has low thyroid. Does she talk to us about any of her thyroid test scores?
Yeah, no, she doesn't. And she says she's on no medications.
Okay, so that would be a prime opportunity to investigate. Now, here's the rub. When you're 82, we're a little more cautious by giving you thyroid medication, because a common cause of atrial fibrillation in older adults is hyperthyroidism or over-replacement of thyroid.
Yeah.
So we don't want to just willy-nilly give her thyroid for weight loss, magic pill, you know, makes the pounds, come off.
Right.
We do see some people here who have been on too much thyroid.
Yes.
And the net result is not good. We have some people who've had heart problems. They have atrial fibrillation.
Severe osteoporosis.
Severe osteoporosis. We have one
at a young age.
In
her 40s.
Yeah. There was a thing in New York in the 1950s is that the daughters of wealthy families, moms would take them to doctors on Park Avenue for weight loss.
Mm.
And the doctors would give them thyroid very aggressively.
Wow, the 50s.
Yeah, there was like a kind of a popular thing. It was like,
so it wasn't a Dexatrim or Speed or,
well, maybe they it was actually thyroid.
It was thyroid
medication.
Yeah.
So it was a disservice to some of those young girls, because when they got older and it was found that they were grossly over medicated, they had to cut back, and then their metabolism was less forgiving. And they gained a lot of weight again.
And those, the body will try to compensate.
Yeah. And those
then it's stuck in that loop of compensation.
And those patients are a nightmare for me, because their metabolism has slowed. And I can't give them very high doses of thyroid, because they'll be jumping out of their skin, having heart palpitations, and they'll be, you know, like on speed.
Yeah.
So you've
got to be very careful with that.
So we don't want it. But in the older population, we tolerate a little bit less aggressive thyroid replacement.
Yeah.
Have to.
Because we're afraid of heart, possible heart
issues.
The
heart can't take it. Yeah.
Right.
And some of our patients who, you know, I've been seeing patients now, some of them 20, 30 years, and they have to cut back on their thyroid as they get older, because I've seen one or two patients who are getting racing heart.
Mm.
You know, the medication that they tolerated in their 40s and 50s, they don't tolerate in their 60s and 70s and beyond.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, Janine, notice that you're not on any medication, which leads us to presume that you're not taking thyroid, and that's something that needs to be investigated. That might be, you need a workup.
Right.
You need a workup. Yeah. Okay. So we've got an email from Sue.
And by the way, How many times have you seen patients who are on a lot of thyroid medication and they're still overweight?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's not the answer. It's
no.
Not, some people think it's the panacea. It's not.
It's exactly. Maybe some people feel like it gives them license to eat a little more unhealthfully because they're taking thyroid and that'll, you know, it's like the marathon runner who will eat a pint of Haagen-Dazs because she can.
Or, here's another example, the person who's on statins who feels they can eat whatever, eat like a house on fire, which is it's the moral hazard or the moral licensing that occurs when you're taking a medication sometimes. It's like, oh, I can eat, you know, whatever I want because I'm taking a medication to fix it.
I have to whisper this because this is an ongoing joke with some of the elders in my family.
Oh.
When we get together for holidays, well, I'll have another piece of cake. I'll just take a little more Lipitor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
and I just
literally
giggle.
Literally.
I just giggle at them. Say, oh, you'll take a little more Lipitor. Okay.
Oh.
Yes, I'll just take a little more Lipitor. So I'm going to have this second piece of cake.
It's an antidote.
Yes. You heard it here. And okay. Yep.
But you,
I'm not mentioning
you
names.
You zip it. They don't listen to the podcast anyway.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's true too. So we have an email from Sue. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I've had pain on top of my feet for a couple of years now. I've done Feldenkrais exercises for over a year, but it didn't help. Mm. I heard from one of your podcasts that it could be arthritis.
Yeah.
But I can't find much information on this area of my body. I've used pain creams, supplements. I'm now trying DMSO.
Okay. DMSO is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. Sue's in her mid-60s.
It can make you stink. It can make you stink. It gets absorbed and it can make you have a very unpleasant, exude an unpleasant odor.
Okay.
It's a garlicky type odor that's very distinctive.
So when you take it, stay home for the weekend?
Yeah. You know, don't get in an elevator, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, during COVID-19, you've got to...
Take the stairs.
You're not seeing anybody anyway, so...
Sue's in her mid-60s.
Yeah.
So it
sounds like...
In the top of her feet.
It could be arthritis. It could be, you know, some...
I'm going to ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
Sue, are your shoes too tight? Are your socks too tight? That's as far as questions go.
A podiatrist, a foot orthopedist, there are such... you know, foot problems are very distinctive, and people have all kinds of foot problems. They have pain on the top of the foot. They have pain in their toes. They have pain in the heel, which is tendonitis.
There could be all kinds of.
I mean, there are. Natural things for pain. Curcumin can be good for pain. It's anti-inflammatory. Topical CBD might be helpful.
Ooh, what do you think of arnica for pain? Things like that.
I think it's more for acute injury or for surgery, but you know, for chronic pain, it doesn't do much, in my opinion.
Okay, all right. So get it checked out. Wow. Sue, we hope you feel better soon. Thank you for your question. This is from Lori. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. What are your thoughts on taking fulvic acid as a supplement?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But I don't prescribe it.
Right.
But it is kind of one of the big new thing.
It is. It is a new thing. And fulvic acid and shilajit... A natural substance that's rich in fulvic acid. They're popular because...
What is it actually?
It's stuff that's in the soil.
Yeah.
It's considered a humic substance.
Well, you know, it's... I remember when gardening, you know, even with going to the nursery with my parents, they would get not hummus, they would get humus.
Humus.
H-U-M-U-S. Which is like a kind of a mossy kind of
thing. It's like a composty kind of... Yeah. Yeah. It's found in compost, marine sediments, and sewage, and soil. And it's a product, fulvic acid is actually a product of decomposition.
Hmm.
So, and formed through biological reactions like the breakdown of food in a compost heap. We have a compost heap in our in our backyard.
Well, but you wouldn't.
I'm not going to go there and get my fulvic acid.
Get a table.
No.
Get a tablespoon.
Well, hello, ambulance.
It's like your husband comes up. Layla, what are you doing? Your head's in the compost heap.
I want my fulvic acid.
Because I heard on a podcast that it's good for you.
So it can be extracted from compost, soil, and other substances to be processed into a supplement. So.
But hopefully purified, hopefully checked for contaminants, hopefully checked for lead levels and cadmium levels and things like that.
So it's been used for centuries, fulvic acid.
It is.
Yeah, in traditional healing modalities. Yeah.
Right, people eat dirt for healing, for stomach ailments and things like that.
Not because they're low in iron, they're eating soil.
Well, that's pica. That's pica. Mm-hmm. Or it's pronounced pica, I think, where people have a craving to eat, like kids who eat,
soil.
They may have a mineral
ice
deficiency.
Ice chips and laundry starch.
Right.
So interesting about pica. Okay. So shilajit, or fulvic acid, it's been used for centuries, like in Ayurvedic medicine, and to treat conditions like asthma, heart ailments, digestive and nervous system disorders. And apparently, while both fulvic acid and shilajit can be taken as supplements, and sometimes it's combined with other minerals like magnesium, amino acids, it could be a capsule, it could be a fine powder. It may reduce inflammation. It may boost immunity. Test tube and animal studies show that fulvic acid may improve disease resistance, increase immunity, fight inflammation.
So, Gero Formulas sells something called shilajit, which I presume is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Fulvic acid complex. Mm-hmm. So they're a legit company.
Yeah.
There's pure Himalayan shilajit.
Yes.
There's fulvic acid liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Vital Earth Minerals.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I'm just looking at Google shopping for fulvic acid supplements.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do we have any? I don't really have a critical view on this.
I don't either. Well, while both fulvic acid, shilajit may offer numerous benefits, more research may be needed, but that's what they say at the end of any research study.
Is it like a clay?
Clay is different. You would think, if it's coming from the soil.
Because healing clay, there's bentonite, which is healing. It's sometimes good for digestive ailments.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be something. It's not the first thing I would reach for. Certainly. It really isn't the first thing I would reach for.
They use it in plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's in compost, it's got to be good for the plants. You figure that.
Do we have any gardeners here who can tell us about fulvic acid?
Yeah. Right. Right. So, and in that way, it could be that it's helping to increase your own assimilation of nutrients from your food. So it may be helpful that way, I imagine. But again, it's not something that I would go look for. I think it may be the latest thing in vogue.
Let's put it this way. It's on my radar screen, but it's sort of
it's in the periphery.
Periphery of my radar screen. But, we'll update you if I decide to move it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, Lori,
I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
it
that.
Looks like powdered cocoa.
Powdered soil. They didn't... No, I'm kidding.
It's like eat dirt.
They didn't purify it. Eat dirt! No, don't eat dirt. Don't do that. Oh, my goodness.
So we run the gamut?
Just about. Do we have time for another question?
One quick one.
We have one quick one. This comes from Shazad. Shazad has written to us before. Greetings, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I take N-acetylcysteine in powder form every morning before breakfast and 100 milligrams ubiquinol with breakfast. Mm-hmm. Does that have any effect on blood, like thinning mm-hmm. or lowering the pressure?
No.
My blood pressure has always been on the low side.
Oh, well, you know, coenzyme Q10 can lower blood pressure if it's high, but if it's normal or low, it's not going to lower.
That's why it's good for people with hypertension, yeah.
The coenzyme Q10 is one of those things they tell you not to take before surgery without a lot of good evidence that it can cause bleeding. It's reported to potentially interfere with Coumadin. Mm-hmm. So if you're starting it, you should get your ProTime checked to see if it's having an impact on it. It varies.
Yeah.
It can have an impact in some people, and in others it doesn't.
Yeah.
So, but it's, I think it's perfectly fine what you're doing. He's taking N-acetylcysteine.
Yes.
Which is a glutathione precursor.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to have a blood thinning effect? Not at all.
No. And what a great supplement to take, N-acetylcysteine.
Yeah, it's really good support for your glutathione.
Right.
So there you go.
Is there ever a time that you would tell someone like Shahzad, because he has lower blood pressure or it tends to be on the low side, would you veer him away from 100 milligrams of ubiquinol?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No, it's not going to make things
supplement.
Worse. It's not going to make things worse.
Yeah, no. It's great for metabolism. It's good for a whole host of things. For gum health, it's good stuff.
Yep.
Thank you, Shahzad.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today's edition of Weekly Q&A with Layla. We'll be back next week for more of your questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. And I feel like, what was that police show, something blue, where they said, you know, stay safe out there.
NYPD Blue or Blue Bloods?
Yeah, it's the old TV show where
NYPD Blue is.
Yeah,
the
at the
one.
End of the at the end of the briefing, where all the cops, everybody, like, you know, got up to leave the room, and they would say,
"Oh, Hill Street Blues."
Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Hill Street Blues, where they would say, you know, stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.